was brought up there. Then he came to Karnataka. Upper South India, Karnataka. And she grew up. And then he came to Maharashtra, Marmane, towards Bombay. And she was all right there. But when she went to Gujarat, you have heard the name of Gujarat? She and his two sons became old. All ass became white, full white, everything. They were like paralyzed. Then by roaming, they came to anyhow, by the help of others, to Vrindavan. Here bhakti became young, but two sons, Gyan and Vairagya, were fainted and cold as they were.
Everything no improvement.
The lady was crying and weeping. I am young, but my sons, Yan and Vairagya, are old, and their hairs are all white. What to do? She was weeping bitterly. By chance, Narad came and told them, seeing weeping, why you are voting? Who are you? So many persons were collected there, or were doing inquiry. How it is? Who are you? The lady told, waiting that I am bhakti. They are my sons, Gyan and Vairagya. We have been burnt at South India. They are going. And then went to Karnataka, then Maharashtra, and when we went to Gujarat, we became old all and like senseless, and then we came to this Vrindavan. I at once became new, young, but my two boys are yet old. What to do? Then Narad told that, don't be. I will try to do something for them. So, he recited the Ved mantras. Tu pass ho gayi? Kabhi lega?
ये
तो पास किया ही हर नेम इज ललिता ललिता सी इज ऑल्सो गोप गोपी इन गोपकोट हैज बीन taken birth in Gokul. So, he recited Ved mantras, Vedanta, Upanishad, and told so many Purans, but no chance. Then he thought that what to do? Then he knew that she is bhakti. And Gyan Vairagya are sons of bhakti. Anyhow, they have become bandh. Bandh kar dete.
Idhar na karo
na. Ye to bandh karo. Then he told that you have been burnt at South India. South India there are bhakts like Ramanuj, Madhvacharya and so many. So where there is bhakta, bhakti
born,
burns. They do Ekadasi, Janmashtami and so many stuff, and always kirtan, always hearing. So where there is that, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, bhakti burns. And in Maharashtra, in Karnataka, the birthplace of Sanatan father, very sacred place, where Tapti and Narmada and all rivers are there. There you brought up and you became of age, of
youth
and youth. And in Karnataka, where Godavari is there, Nashik is there, and where Ujjain is there, where Krishna used to read there, with Sandeep Nimi, these places, he became also some. But Gujarat is a place of rich men.
Gujarat.
Gujarat. And they don't care for bhakti.
What about Maharashtra?
Huh?
Maharashtra? What is in Maharashtra?
Maharashtra, Nashik.
Nashik.
So something. So, in Gujarat, anyone does not do bhakti. Always eating, drinking and in material hankerings. Always. They eat pyaaj, lasun, everything. So, anyone does not care for gyan and vairagya or bhakti. So, three become old there. Understand? Then, they become old. Then they came to Vrindavan. Bhakti became young. Because here, always kirtan, shravan kirtan, but no one wants gyan and vairagya. So here gyan vairagya is still understanding, but bhakti became
young and fresh.
Not so fresh, but yet. Because it is Kali Yuga.
Yes, it's true.
Kali Yuga, everyone wants to show others that I am bhakta. But actually, he may not be bhakta. They propose to be. They pretend to be bhakta. Hare Krishna, wanting money, wanting fame, wanting anything. No heart. But yet, all are doing kirtan and so it becomes. But not cheerful. Why not cheerful? Because from heart they were not, so she was not hardly so much. And Gyan Vairagya, her two sons, were also old. Now they came to done everything, but could not do anything. Then at once, Sanandan, Sanat Kumar, four were present. Now asked him what to do. Then they suggested that you should do Bhagavata Yajna here for 7 days. Like Parikshit Maharaj, you should make three here of Srimad Bhagavatam for 7 years. And after hearing, because Srimad Bhagavatam has Gyan, Vairagya and Bhakti Bho. Srimad Bhagavatam Puran Amalam Jadavaishnavanam Prim Jasmin Gyan Virag Bhakti Saitan Naivashnava. It is in Srimad Bhagavatam. So, in her birth, Narad Rishi went there, and Sanat Sanandan Sanat Kumar went there, in Harki Pauri, you know?
No.
Where Shankar used to sit there, and to tell Harikatha there. And Srimad Bhagavata also to goddesses and gods. other halls. So there, the Srimad Bhagavat setting was done, and Sanat Kumar began to speak Srimad Bhagavat. Narada was main
audience,
Srota,
listener, audience. What person listening? He was the main person who was hearing.
And so many rishis and munis, saints and grihasthas sat there to sing. When he began, at once Srimati Bhakti Devi with her two old sons came there. And when they heard for 7 days, Bhakti became so glad, and they also became again and also by listening to Srimad Bhagavat.
So they heard Bhagavat in Haridwar, not in Vrindavan. Why not Vrindavan? Why they did not hear in Vrindavan?
Because at that time there was seat
at Haridwar.
Here always Srimad Bhagavat is going on. None cares for Jnana and Vairagya. Even in Bhagavat it is written, no use of Jnana and Vairagya. Always chant Harine. Listen Hari Katha, Hari Srimad Bhagavat. Roam, always roaming in Vrindavan. Forests, like Sevakunya, Nidavan, Rasasthali, and all other places. Always weeping there, taking dust of these good places on eyes, ear, in heart, and pray that Krishna prema should, Gopi prema should come in our heart. This is the man. So far, Uddhar of all other, it was done in Naimisharanya, it was done in Haridwar, also in where Parikshit Maharaj sat,
Shukartala.
In Vrindavan always Krishna Lila is going on, whole Bhagavat is going on.
Happening. More than hearing.
If one goes in Vrindavan here and there, in Dan Gali, Man Gali, Kunj Gali, Seva Gali, no? His parikrama of whole Vrindavan is done. His sadhan bhajan is done. Everything. Krishna will see that I'll have to give thee, Krishna. So he follows that person. How to be? Anyhow he will give. As we are hankering for Krishna prem, he is also hankering how to give him. उनको कोई बहाना चाहिए, बहाना करके दें, understand?
But बहाना means some like trick or some clever way to do.
He is seeking some tricks how to give. Any kind. He has played any trick to this devotee. Perhaps you have gun in the trap of Krishna. When I saw her in Bombay, I wished heartily that she is a very good devotee and she has served his spiritual master in so many ways. So he should be blessed by love. Anyhow, she should come to Vrindavan. And she played any trick. And she became a Vrindavan, more than me. I am here in concert in Mathura and she went at you are reading?
Yeah, I've heard that last time. I have a Xerox copy if you want to see it. And I can make you a copy if you want it. I think it came from your discussion. You have it. Yeah, so it says that the
Abhisa. How you collected this?
From Bombay.
Who told?
Small Krishna Maharaj.
Oh. He told to collect?
Yeah. So in there it says that the Gayatri Mantra is Abhista Bhav Sambandhi.
Huh?
So Abhista Bhav Sambandhi.
Abhista.
We were wondering if you could teach us how to say it or give us more meaning of it to help us say it from the heart, because we say it so dry. It just comes and then it's over and then just nothing happens.
Now you are thinking that you are dry.
Yeah.
At first you are not thinking like so?
No, I was thinking.
Now, how, why you are now thinking that you are dry?
Because I don't have any love when I chant Hare Krishna or Gayatri Mantra.
Gayatri Mantra? Gayatri Mantra will dry your heart.
What do you mean dry it?
We don't do. Ladies don't do. But in our section, in Gaudiya Math, from Bhakti Vinod Thakur, from Prabhupada, from Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, and from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, only male person can do that, and all other monks can do it, ladies also.
And Prabhupada gave this to everybody, the ladies and the men.
Every month. You should do, because your guru has told you. But trace something, give more trace.
What?
Give more emphasis. Some more emphasis on other men.
Give more emphasis on the other men.
Which one?
Guru Gayatri.
Oh
guru,
yeah.
Mantra.
Well, the Gayatri is just the first, but of the others we don't say good either.
She says she doesn't know how to say any of them.
More stress on all this.
She says that she doesn't know how to say any of them.
Krishnaya, Govindaya, the whole thing.
You should give more stress on these months.
Yeah, but that's what I'm asking. Can you help us to say them?
I've given meaning to all. Have you received from Tamal Krishna?
Received what?
The meaning?
Well, the translation, that's what I just showed you.
No,
no,
mantra.
I've given some explanations.
What? Paper?
Have you? I had something. I'm not... Because you spoke and I wrote something, but not firm. Something.
I did tell something.
Some I had.
Some? Yesterday morning, I had no sleep at all. You train, and any new place when I go, there is a difficulty that I have no sleep. Karam ho jata hai. I will tell you. I can help you.
Should we come back this evening or tomorrow?
No, not today.
Okay. When is the next comfortable time for you?
You are here? Mm-hmm. In Vrindavan? You will be for some time?
Mm-hmm.
any your suitable date.
Any what?
Any
suitable
date. Your suitable
date. Is tomorrow too early?
Tomorrow early, you want to come?
Tomorrow morning? She wants to know if tomorrow is suitable?
After 9.
After 9 tomorrow.
At 10 you can come. I will finish my Harinam and Mishra.
Okay. Also,
but not daily. I'll have to do my some service here.
Okay. You just tell us one. Also, perhaps, if you can, the next time you come, since you're giving the postgraduate study, I was wanting to get a program from you, how to advance towards the goal of the quickest way.
Be ready. With a very strong desire.
From you, how? A strong desire to hear from you, how?
Your spiritual master has given something. You have to increase. He has given seed. Now, sprouts.
Ankur.
Sprout.
Now, sprout.
Then, very green leaves will come. Some flowers will come. You have come from so distance, with so kashta janti.
Trouble, difficulty. With difficulty.
But I cannot give you this time. But I want that anyone in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy and his cult who has taken what? Sarana.
Shelter? Shelter?
Shelter. They should know the end, aim and object of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for which he has come. Understand? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come here in this sphere only to give Narkita Charing Chirat Karuneya Avatiranam. Have you heard this sloka?
Yes.
You? You?
No, but I forgot what it means.
To give this donation to world. What? Unnata Ujjvala Rasan. What is the Unnata Ujjvala Ras?
This.
How to love this? This. Not a, he has come to give how Yashoda loves Krishna. It has been given before. And Vallabhacharya and all others have been given. They have given it. How Sakha loves to Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has not come to give this. How Rukmini and Satyabhama loves Krishna. It has been also given in Ramchandra and by Krishna. Krishna has given also. But
So
this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come Malli, that thing. What thing? Unnata, Ujjvala, Rasan, Sriyam. Sriyam. He has come to give Sri, not Ujjvala Rasa. He has come to test Unnata Ujjvala Rasa, the bhav of Radhika. Understand? This thing cannot be given because it is Mahabhava. So very highest thought. But its Sri can be given. What is Sri?
Sri?
Sri means beauty. That is, there is a creeper. No?
Yes.
You know creeper? Creeper is Srimati, Radhika. No? Its beauty is its leaves and flowers. You know? When creepers, leaves and flowers,
move in
air,
the breeze.
What?
They move gently in the breeze, when the breeze
then
comes.
Then we will see that, oh, creeper is so good. But if there is no flower, no leaves in that,
no beauty.
There is no beauty. We don't want to be Srimati Radhika, the creeper, but we want to be the leaves and flowers of the creeper. That is Palladashi of Srimati Radhika, not one. Understand something? This is a hint. Now you can go.
Can you give me a reading assignment for tomorrow, because I read the other things that you told me to read? You told me to read Madhurya Kadambini and the first preach.
Have you read?
Yes.
Madhurya Kadambini?
Yeah. So?
You have went through a whole book? ভান্ডারা তুমি করেছ?
আমি তো দেখবো, করবো, আপনি করেছেন।
So you also told me to read the first three chapters of
Chaitanya. What you understand by reading that book? Have you read? You are this there? You also? Very good book. For primary learning. You can aramb.
Rest on it.
Beginning. You can begin from here. Madhurya Kadambini. And by, not up, not on the top, but from the
end. You also told me to read the first three chapters of Jiva Dharma, which I did. And I wonder if you could give me a reading assignment for tomorrow. I see that.
You are reading?
Yeah, I read the first three chapters.
Three chapters?
That's what you told me to read.
No. Not three chapters, but three...
Third part.
First 12. It is regarding worldly things. And second, tattva. 12 chapters. And again, this is a rush chapter.
Third part.
Gradually you should read. It will help you so much. Madhurya Kadambini, Jaiva Dharma. And then if you read Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srimad Bhagavat, that will so much be fruitful for you.
This is the book that Jagatarini lent me of the Jaiva Dharma.
It's not so good. It's the one that
but
we all use.
Help you.
But the English is very unclear in the third part.
But it will help you.
Something will be there. Also, I have the Chaitanya Shikshamritam, which is a better translation, has some little additional points.
She is very kind to all. He supplies so many things.
Yeah.
He has supplied me so many books. Come another day, I will take some rest. How to do Raganuga?
Yeah, when you're sick.
When great comes, then mind will not be in control. It will try to achieve in any way, by hook and crook. Auto first class mala sir.
Bindavan Krishna thakbe na keno? Ei phule phule bindavan thakbe.
Maharaj ke ghare niye gecho? Okhane kono oshubidha nai to re?
Na, ekdom thanda samar.
Acha to.
Bindavan
If great comes, whether it is seen to love Krishna or whether it is so punya, punya means?
Oh.
Fortune. He does not see at all here and there. It may be wrong or right. Theek hai? It may be wrong or right. No. It may be paap or punya. But I have given my heart. Anyone can tell anything, but no care. No? That is called greed of Raganuga. And he will try to achieve it very soon, just now. And if there is delay, the things like a machli,
Fish.
When it is out of water and gets life, he does not know wrong or right. He only wants to love Krishna. Raghunath Das Goswami has told, na dharman, na dharman, sutigana rev tankil guru. I don't wish to palan karna. I wish to obey the orders of Vedas. What is dharma? And I don't also want to obey, disobey the orders. I have no need at all. I want to serve Radha and Krishna. Whether it is right or wrong or anything it is. How it will be? It will be by hearing the prayers of Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Sanatana Goswami. Prabodhananda Saraswati, have you heard? It is a miraculous but Kavi, poet, bhakta poet, jasya pada vasananchala, khelanuttha, dhanyati dhanya, pavanena kritarthamani, yogendra durgam gatir madhusudunoti, tasya namastha vishvan guru. Have you heard this slok? Never? You have none? You have? Anyhow, Srimati Radhika was in anger and she was not in a mood to speak with Krishna. she did like, hands, like this. Krishna wanted to please Srimati, but she was not in a position to be pleased. She was in so anger. She tried by so many skills. She also bowed down to the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika. I will not do again. What I have done, done. But wrongly I have done. You should be pleased. Yet, she told her maid servants, Palya Dasi, Rupmanjari and Ratimanjari, that this man is so clever and knows so many tricks. His heart, out and inner, are of two kinds. No? What?
Life.
Everywhere he is, inner side also black, outer side also black. So, tell him and request to that person, cheater, to go away from here. And he should never come here. So, gopis told him, oh black person, you should come here and go away straight from here. Our Sakhi is in so anger. At last, gopis threatened Krishna to leave this place at once. So Krishna went from that place, but she was so unhappy. He was standing at one side of Radha and Srimati was standing on other side of Radha. But air was coming from the corner where Srimati Radhika was towards Krishna. Understand? If Krishna was in the east side of Radha Kund, Radhika was in west side, and air very cool, very calm and quiet, very pleasant, very fragrant, very sweet smelling from Radha Kund's beli, chameli, jui and kadamba. So, taking the fragrance of all these things, the air became heavy. She was not in a mood to go speedy. So, if a man takes something in his head, he cannot walk slow. So, it was come, the air was blowing, but very gently, and that air took the corner of Radha, what? Anchal. You know Anchal? What is this? This. No? Yes. This is the corner of Anchal of Srimati Radhika. So air was blowing, and from that the corner of Srimati Radhika Anchal, Anchal means this, so it began to do like this. And fragrant of Radha's body went in air. At first the air was heavy with so many good flowers, scent. Now Srimati, scent of Srimati Radhika Vadi
also mixed. And it went crossing Radhakund and went to Krishna. And it went straight in the nose of Krishna. And he saw that this fragrant is of Srimati Radhika. He knows. He is quite parichit. He is quite known to that fragrant. So at once he saw that, he thought that Srimati Radhika has come in the shape of a smell. And tears were coming from Krishna eyes. And he shut up his eyes and took Srimati Radhika in his heart and what?
Embraced
Srimati Radhika. And thought that I have wholly, fully have the association of Srimati Radhika. The poet, who is writing this shloka is telling that Krishna is so much very hard to have the darshan of Krishna lotus feet. Brahma, Shankar, Bhishma, Pitama, Narad and all others, himself Buddha cannot have darshan of young Brajesh, Nandan Krishna, Nandanandan, Radhakant Krishna. He is Radhakant at Radhakund, Gopikant, Vrindavan Vilashi Krishna. And Vrindavan Vilashini is serving. So many Vrindavan Vilashini are serving Krishna that time. So it is very hard to have darshan of Krishna. But Krishna is telling, that air touching the body of Radhika became so fortunate and most fortunate. That dhanyati dhanya, fortunate air, when came to Krishna, Krishna take the smell of Srimati Radhika. Then Krishna eyes were shut up and now he is thinking, my whole life is successful. So I have been successful. My life is now successful. So I bow down to Srimati Radhika. No. That is not. I will bow down to the lotus feet's dust. Then he is thinking that I am not qualified to take the dust of Srimati Radhika. Then what to do? I will bow down to that air which brought the fragrance of Srimati Radhika to Krishna. And Krishna thinks himself successful in his life. So where Radhika is standing, from here, I am going to that side, that corner, from where that air is coming, towards Radhika. So I am going that side. What side? West side, where Radhika is. I am not qualified for anything to pray Radhika dust house. So I pray only that disha. Disha means that
direction.
Side, direction, where Radhika is standing.
Should we also pray to the air here in Vrindavan?
You should know. You should think, what should you do?
Well, he said we should pray to the dust particles, so should we also pray to the air?
One is slow, everything has, but that should be any good tester. That is called Rashi. They will take the juice of all these strokes and give to others and make them Rashi. By hearing all these strokes, great progressive, big being thick, that how can I serve Shivajiva? If a man, madam, wants to serve Radhika, Krishna knows, so he becomes so much merciful to that sadhak. This is the way to go towards Shivajiva. Remembering one slok and thinking the meaning of that slok. This is Raganuga Bhajan.
We can think of the slok and the meaning of the slok while we're chanting our japa. The 16 rounds.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. हरे राम 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 जस्या कदापि वसनं चलखेलनु धन्याति धन्यपमने न कृतार्थमानि योगेन्द्र दुर्गम गतिर्मधुसूदनोऽपि तस्या नमस्तु वृषभानुभूयः साधक goes down to earth and goes like this. But
rolling.
Waving.
Is each dust particle a separate pure devotee? Is each dust particle a different pure devotee?
No need of being devotee. Each dust is a rasa. Rasa, you know?
Taste,
no. In English, what word? Rasa?
Taste.
That's very bizarre. Rasa means gas. In glass, there is some liquid.
Juice.
But juice is not a rasa. A dust is a rasa. Rasa, you know? What Krishna drinks, that is rasa. Srimati Radhika and gopis drink, that is called rasa. Understand? That is rasa. So every dust is rasa. How? You know kumkum?
The red kumkum that the gopis wear on
their dress. Here? No? And they took Krishna lotus feet here and the kumkum dust makes this Krishna lotus feet. No? And then Krishna loves that dust. And after that dust from Krishna, when he walks, that dust mixed in earth, so that dust is that dust, the kumkum dust, and it is full of rasa, ocean of rasa is there. If any man has that dust, it will also be a rasa. Understand something?
But the dust are not, they're not devotees, not pure devotees. As you said, praise the dust.
We want to taste rasa. We don't want to be rasa, that dust. We want to take that dust here in eyes. Like in Srimad Bhagavata it has been stated, Purna Pulinda Urugaya Padabjarago. Very good sloka in Srimad Bhagavatam. Gopis are telling in Benunad, Benu Gita. Have you heard Benu Gita? Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 21 adhyaya chapter. Varaha Pilam Natavarabhapu Karnayu Karnikara. This is sloka. Best sloka of Krishna's shape description. Beautiful. This is whole in Srimad Bhagavatam. This sloka is so beautiful, marvelous. Describing the beautifulness of Krishna. Last sloka is Purna Pulinda. Napulinda means the Pulind girls are so fortunate. Srimati Radhika is telling, I want to be a Pulinda girl. Pulinda girl means a hilly tribes.
Aboriginal.
That girl I want to be. Because they live in hills. They live in by the side of Govardhan Hills. So these girls in morning they have come to Govardhan for need of fuel. Fuel, you know, cow dung. They have come to collect all these things. Some sticks for fuel, cow dung for fuel. Bole diye se, ok ekta prasad diye diyo. So that wild girl, but beautiful. Some blackish, not as gopis, but yet so beautiful. Girl was collecting all these things. He saw as spots of Krishna's face upon grasses. In morning, drops of
dew.
Dew. Makes grass so wet. So Krishna in morning, returning his home from Sanket. Have you heard Sanket name?
That's where Krishna and the gopis sat.
Maharaj Sanket dekha hoye chhe? Maharaj Sanket darshan kore chha? But then Krishna was returned. And he what? Was grass with grasses. So it was wet and some water mix. It becomes so some liquid. Tum Pulindi? She is like Pulindi.
Ready, Adam. That I.
No. What I was telling?
That it became wet. The kumkum mixed with the wet grass became wet.
You want to hear? Or I may stop here.
Yeah.
You want to hear? Or let us stop?
No.
No. But then, she, at once she remembered Krishna. And she was so much become how? मैं बेकार हिंदी क्यों नहीं पढ़ता बेकार बाहर करेगा she became so insensitive होता है full of emotion and she could not check herself she wanted to at once embrace Krishna She was out of her control. Everywhere she looked Krishna and Krishna. Upper side, here, everywhere Krishna. She became like mad. And she thought that Krishna is standing here. And she took the kumkum of Krishna. And whether anyone seeing or not seeing, she was out of control. She took it and everywhere. Her brain, love, went 1,000 times. Waves were coming and going here. When she put that kumkum on her heart, She began. She at once thought that Krishna has impressed me. And she was calm and quiet. So Srimati Radhika is telling that I want to be that Ravi. She has no connection with Srimati Krishna. That lady, that girl had no touch Krishna. Krishna is very far away. Only the dust, that is kumkum, and it was on grass, and from grass she took. Krishna is so far away, but yet she has so much love. So I want to be that. I want to be die and take birth in that Pulinda Kanya, hilly tribes. Girl. Because he has no shame, no bindings. He will not hear the words of his father. His father will not disturb her for doing so. No? So I want to be God. My father, my mother, my husband, my father-in-law, mother-in-law, all are disturbing me. But the father, mother, and his husband, anyone not disturb her, that lady. So that Pulinda Kanya, to have everything, to take darshan of Krishna, to take the kumkum of lotus feet of Krishna.
Speaking of the dust.
But that dust was, where Krishna collected that dust? But Radhika is telling this itself. He is not understanding that, understanding that this kumkum
is my kumkum.
So,
is that how she gets the name Kumkumangi?
Huh?
Is that how she gets the name Kumkumangi?
Kumkumangi?
That's how?
Srimati Radhika is Kumkumangi.
Because
Krishna takes from her Krishna feet, himself takes and does like this.
Angi means, what is Angi mean?
Angi means body.
Oh, she wears kumkum on her body, so she's called kumkum.
Having the kumkum in her body is kumkumangi. And Krishna may be kumkumanga. Well, who touch the kumkum of Srimati Radhika in his body, that is kumkumanga. try to think all these things and pray Krishna and to do dust of Vrindavan, Vrindadevi and all to give you that these things. This is called Raganuga Bhajan. In brief.
The dust of the pure devotee's feet is also auspicious, and we see that the devotees always take the dust from your feet. We heard, though, that you said because the ladies did not do that with Prabhupada, that we should not do that with you. But is that true? Because sometimes we see that our ladies are also taking the dust from your feet. So what is the proper thing?
What is proper thing?
Well, not proper, but what?
Every Shastra has said so. Srimad Bhagavata has also said. But it should be applied to qualified Guru and Vaishnava, not unqualified. We are not qualified. Your Guru was qualified. Our Gurudev was qualified. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati was. No. I'm not qualified. If anyone take my dust, he will go to hell. If he'll take my name, he will be in hell. Sab chale aise che. Kwa jaan? Abhyas chas. Vibhavari says. Vibhavari is in morning. Your Prabhupada was very fond of this song when I used to song, and he always want to hear my this song.
Maharaj used to sing for him?
Eh?
Used to sing for him?
Huh? When he met me, he always requested me that you should sing something. And he used to.
And you play Kartha?
Kartha.
Would you mind singing that now for a few minutes?
But my Gurudev has gone. He has also gone to upper Golok Vaikunth. They have taken my gala, sounds and everything with them. My sound is not so sweet now.
It has to be sweet because it's coming from a pure heart. We love it.
ISKCON members have taken my what? Of so many songs. When I sang it, when he was going to upper heaven, at that time, he called me from Mathura. He used to call me daily, and I used to go, Bhavanand Tamal Krishna, Jayaprataka Swami, Charu Maharaj. They used to come with cars and take me to see there. Kya ji? Kaise aa gaya?
Maharaj and Dada Maharaj about the Jaivadharma. When you were discussing the end chapters, all the technical terms like Anubhava and Sattika. I know Dhanadhar Swami, I think, asked you this question, but if we're trying to get in the mood of Radhanuga prayer, as you said, what is the purpose of knowing all these technical terms?
No need. If you have that kind of love to Krishna and Radhika, no need of knowing all these things.
But how does it help us to get rid of
it? Huh? But if you want to have that thing, then you will have to know all the technical terms.
Why?
Because we will have to attend this.
So you have to know what you're going after? You have to know the term that you're going after?
This is called... What is the significance of gopis? What is there? If I will tell that in gopis there is Mahabhava, what you will... I will say that Radhika was in a mood of kilkinchit bhav. This is technical word. What you will realize? You know? Kilkinchit bhav? You know. You are preparing.
I'm not up to that point yet.
When anywhere Srimati Radhika was, aap sthir karke, inse baatchit kar karke, aap log humko batlaiye kahan tak mein ho sakta hai, to phir main vichar karke aapko batla.
Do 80 na hamare lag chuke
hain.
280 to lag chuke hain.
280 lag chuke hain. Aapka khareedar hai 280. और आप चाहते हैं कितना? 3 चाहते हैं. अच्छा तो मैं हमारे महाराज जी कम ऑल डिस्टर्ब्स दे डोंट वांट टू हियर एनी हरि कथा वर्ल्डली वर्ल्डली थिंग्स. व्हाई दे नो हाउ दे नो आई डोंट नो दे कम ऑल एज दीज. They want something, worldly things. Worldly advice, worldly things.
Worldly blessings.
I want some lonely time that I may chant Hari name. I may remember some past times and may test all these past times of Krishna. But I am so unfortunate, I have no time at all. And something, if I collect here, so many bees comes and takes all. I become zero size. There are so many these, and again one thief can also, one thief join your company. One company of Tamal Krishna. They are very great gang. And also one gang of Tamil devotees. This gang is Pakka. Pakka gang. Pakka gang, you know? What is Pakka?
Good.
You are very...
Maharaj, in the beginning of Jaya Dharma, Babaji discussed the soul's origin. But there's been so much discussion, and you also, in talking with Tamal Krishna Maharaj, said that you agreed with Sadhu Swami and his Tathasta Shakti book, that we don't come from Krishna Loka pastimes. But you didn't agree with some of the things that Sadhu Swami said. So what is the actual...
Well, I could not understand fully. But
you were discussing with Tamal Krishna Maharaj about Sadhu Swami's book.
Sadhu?
Sadhu Swami.
Tattva.
Tathasta Shakti.
Tattva, Tathasta
Shakti. That book. You said that you agreed with him that the soul was not in Krishna Lila, before we came to this material world, but you did not agree with some of the things that he said. So what were we doing before we came to this world, before we chose Maya?
We were in the heart of Karnap Desai Vishnu.
Is that where we were created originally?
There is always Jeev. You has not been created.
No, we're eternal. But
eternal.
So we were eternally in the heart of Karanadaksha Vishnu?
Mm. We were not in the heart, but as we are, we were like. It has told to understand the argument. No? Because we are conditional souls. We are not in a capacity to understand the real things. We are describing the pastimes of Krishna, but actually we have no taste, no what?
Realization.
I have no word in English. Idea of that thing. No? I am telling Krishna is very beautiful. But we have no idea that how Krishna is beautiful. If one once at once in a glance see Krishna, he will be in another position. He cannot stay. He cannot talk any word. Feeling will be so heavily come. Yes. How Srimati Radhika, we know that she is beautiful. How beautiful? Oh, you are all beautiful, but she is more beautiful than you. We can do this idea.
Relative. Comparison.
In comparison. For Krishna, we will see any very good, very beautiful boy. And he is black, but yet he is so beautiful. But Krishna is not like that. But we can imagine only, we will take idea, relative things. Understand? I cannot express whole idea. But you should understand. We will see that, oh, she is very beautiful, but Radhika is more beautiful than that. But there is no comparison. Quite different thing. We will see that a mayur was dancing.
Peacock
was dancing. Krishna was playing on flute and he was dancing. His foot.
Tail feathers were all
felt.
Like a fan.
Like a fan. So beautiful when he was taking his face at flute sound. Very beautiful. Sare gama padha nisa. No? You know this part? So beautifully. Sare gama padha nisa sani dhapa magaresa. No? So he is taking his force, mane dancing so beautifully and nicely. We can imagine, but we cannot have the same idea that it was doing. So any person who is not conditioned soul, they are Muktajeev. Muktajeev means?
Liberated soul.
Liberated soul. Not only liberated soul. The souls who are associates of Krishna, of Vrindavan, like Roop Manjari, now in Roop Goswami, Tulasi Manjari. Now in Sepa Prabhunath Rashvasa. They are the associates of Krishna and Radhika. They want to tell something to us. But they are liberated soul and we are conditioned. So we cannot understand their words. Because these words are of this mental, mundane world. No? They have some, what?
Conception?
No. They have some dirt.
Defect.
So, the deception of that world and liberated soul, liberated world, these words, worldly words, cannot express fully. No? Only a vivid idea they can give. Like Radha and Krishna were meeting together. No? We will see and imagine that as if a boy and girls are meeting together. Radha Krishna and meeting, but this is not there. Not like this. They are meeting. And very, very good thing there. Here, that is not thing. And very, very good thing there. Here, that is not thing. If anyone in Srimad Bhagavat is Vyasadeva, liberated soul, or Sukadeva Goswami, liberated soul, is explaining that thing, here any man of this world will think very dirty thing of this world. So we should not read all these things in this having no qualification. No? Because the mental, this word sound and words will not express thoroughly. So by doing bhajan, no? By doing bhajan, when we will be so qualified, then the dirtiness of these words will go wash away. And we will understand the real meaning. So in Jaiva Dharma, in Srimad Bhagavat, in Purans, Vedas, and in Vedanta, Vyasadeva, liberated soul, he has expressed something. But we are not qualified to take the real meaning of these things. So when liberated soul are giving deception that Jeev come from Baladev Prabhu, Sankarsan. Sankarsan is of four kinds. Baladev, no? Adi Vyuha, Chaturgo. Then Mahasankarsan, nearby Narayan. Then Karnapti Sai Vishnu. Tatastavastha. Tatast means?
Marginal.
Fine. And then Khiroda Sai Vishnu. The jeev coming from Baladev Prabhu, serve Krishna in Dasya Sakya Vatsalya. There, in Vrindavan. No? And the Kayabhiva of Radhika serves Radhika and Krishna Jugal Kishore Kishori in Vrindavan. They have never been in this world. the manifestation of Srimati Radhika or Baldev Prabhu. So?
There are different kinds of people, or they just made the right choice?
Their manifestation.
Understand, we are Indians. This boy is of India. No? And you are of America, United States, America. Oh, and Purnima is of India. Purnima, you know? You know? It's called, she is Gujarati or?
Purnima, right, yes.
No? Indian.
Punjab.
She is Punjabi. And you are Americans. Is there any difference between you?
The body is a little bit different and we come from a different place.
Body and nature, both according to their places. So, these souls are souls also, but not similarly in whole thing. But their how is like same. But bhav is same. As Purnima bhav, she is family, and you are also family. So by constitution, something be in both. No? So, the souls of there in Braja and here, the main thing is one, but there are something different. They have not seen what is Maya. Always serving Radha and Krishna or Krishna.
Are they also of Tatastha Shakti?
Shakti.
Now they are Tatastha Shakti?
No, they are not Tatastha Shakti. Those who have come from Baladev manifestation and Radhika manifestation, they are not ordinary souls.
Are they called
jivas? They are called manifestation kaya vyuha. But there are also some jivas. They are tatastha, but always liberated. Never know, they don't know what is Maya. They don't know also that where is Vaikuntha. They only know Braja. And the souls of Vaikuntha always liberated. They have come from
Mahashakya.
It is told, because you will not understand. They are always there. They have not come from Baldev or Sankarsana. The jivas of Braja have never come out from Baldev. They are
eternal.
They are. But for understanding, to make you understand, I'll have to explain like so. The jivas of Tatastha Shakti coming from Karnarna Sai, they are also eternal. No?
What were we doing before we decided to come to the material world?
We are.
Did we have any activity before we decided to come to Maya?
It has been told, but you are eternal. You are saying that I am conditioned soul. But when Narada will come and see you, he will see you that you are serving Radha and Krishna eternally. I cannot make you understand this thing. No? If Narada will come to Kans, he will think that he is so fortunate that he is serving Krishna. If Kans was not there, no need of going Krishna to Gokul and to love with Gopis. So Kans is anyhow serving Krishna. So he goes to also Kans. And he has never any bad feeling for comes. But we and you, what do we? Even Sukadeva Goswami has abused him. Comes. No? So, what we are doing that time, if I will tell anything, you will not understand. You should understand only what it has been given in Jaiva Dharma and Srimad Bhagavatam. But now we are burning in this home. We'll have to do anything to
get out, put the fire out.
Put fire. And then proceed. Then we will judge that why fire came. So that in future it should not. But this is worldly thing. So we should know that we were from Tatastha Shakti. Never in Krishna pastime, because every Shastra has told that if a jiva becomes liberated, he never returns. There is no question of return, because their ocean of rush, always drinking and serving Radha and Krishna. How they will? There is no maya at all. In Braja, Golok, Vrindavan, Vaikunth, there is no maya. Then how to come here? So there is no question of coming here. So we should chant, we should serve our spiritual master, Vaishnavas and Shastra, and doing according, we should improve ourselves so that one day we will serve Krishna and then everything will be a realized party. But it is true that we are never there, because there is no maya.
Since we were never there, how is it that it's eternal then?
Huh?
How is it that our lila with Krishna is eternal since we were never there?
This is one kind of lila also.
Just forgetfulness, lila.
These are also a lila of Krishna. In any form, we are part and parcel of Krishna pastimes. Today, I have spoke so more than one. So we should. Because of my doctor is warning. You should not be angry. Little by little, a pond is what, full, full.
When is it convenient for you for us to come back?
Come back? According to your, what? According to your facility. After 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, 5 days, when
one
you?
One day okay?
When there is no work and no seva there, when animal not search you, then you should come.
Thank you.
Yeah. Jaldi se padhariye. You are satisfied to hear all these things? Your greed will come thick?
By your mercy.
Yeah. Yeah.